And a good morning to you. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. With millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage, you can too. Push button, get mortgage. It's that easy. I had to sneeze. I had to turn off my microphone there. I sneezed. No, the flu is not back, thankfully. I think a week in Florida absolutely can change that for me. I was just talking with our fine producer, the captain of this ship, Anthony Pierno, and I have always told anyone, my wife and I have always been of the belief, we would never live in Florida. And a lot of people who are from the Northeast originally, like I am, or who live in Georgia, like I do now at 680 The Fan, where I do my daily show, Buck and Kincaid, celebrating our 20th year on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, I've always said I could never live in Florida. Anthony, I changed my mind. I've changed my mind. Florida's no longer off the table now that I have seen the West Coast. And I have never spent time on the West Coast of Florida. And it was like something from, like God sent it to me. I think after the influenza A, God said I needed a week. I needed a week of just beautiful sunshine and a breeze. It was absolutely amazing. And a little baseball, too. You say, though, Anthony, you wouldn't consider Florida because you don't want to have to pack up and run away from storms.
That's what I've always been worried about.
And I don't blame you.
The tropical storms. I don't have to be concerned about my property or my things every time, you know,
right.
We have a storm on its way.
And that is the truth. I mean, that is something to think about. That's what my wife brings up to me when one day, we get done doing Buck and Kincaid. And right around the corner, they're building up where Northport is, for those of you who've never been to that section of Florida who don't know Northport, where the Braves now are having their spring training. It is 27 miles from the Sarasota airport. It's south of the Sarasota airport. It would be north of the Fort Myers airport. And I got to tell you, folks, it was God's country. Anthony, it was every day except for Friday. It was like 82 degrees, 81 degrees, beautifully sunny, puffy clouds like blowing past, and a breeze, and a light breeze.
Sounds amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Get a place out there, and I'll have somewhere I could stay when I come
down
to Florida.
Might do that. I mean, if we might consider it. I have not been able to convince the person who makes the decisions in our household. And she says, look, we always make decisions together, right? And you'll hear that. 18 years of marriage, you're going to hear that, we make decisions together. And we tend to make decisions together because we think the same way on a lot of issues. But on the issues we don't think the same way about, Christina makes the decisions. So it's one of those great situations where when she makes the, if we agree, we make the decisions. If we disagree, Christina makes the decisions. I bet a lot of guys out there in the audience can absolutely relate. There are so many things we're going to get to today, and I absolutely love when you get involved in the show, and especially on social media, at CBS Sports Radio, at John Kincaid on Twitter. I love it when I get a chance to hear from you. I've been noticing a little more traction. I don't really promote Instagram, but if you follow on Instagram, at Kincaid Radio, I was told that I should change that. I have to see if JK Show is available on Instagram. Someone said to me, you should make it JK Show. It's easier than Kincaid Radio because people sometimes spell Kincaid wrong. So I'll have to think about that. I don't know how you go about changing your name, but I'll look at it. I am growing tired of watching incompetence in leadership. And Rob Manfred, to me, is the perfect example of incompetence in leadership. I've gotten to interview the commissioner once. This commissioner once got to interview Bud Selig numerous times. And I didn't necessarily think that Bud Selig was a fantastic commissioner. In fact, had a couple interviews where got into some debates with him. But he always was willing to engage. So I admired that. Rob Manfred, to me, feckless would be the term that really, I think, defines his leadership. He seems like a guy who sticks his finger in the air, sees which ways the wind's blowing, and then decides that's the way he's going to go. And honestly, he also seems like a guy that seems unprepared. Unprepared for the moment. Now, the entire Astros scandal, which, by the way, isn't getting any better, and crisis management is the definition of it, is when your crisis management team comes in, and I'm sure Major League Baseball consulted with crisis managers. How do you protect your brand? What is your messaging? You're about to get in front of people at a press conference. Let's get ready to talk. What are your talking points? What do you say when they say this? What do you say when they come at you with that? I think Michael Bloomberg could have used some of this crisis management to be a little better prepared the other night in Nevada, the way that Elizabeth Warren took him apart on national TV. When you're going to be there at a press event, you got to realize, not only do I know what I want to talk about, and this is a mistake people make. I know what I want to talk about. But every time I start a show, I don't know what you want to talk about. And I don't know where you are going to steer the conversation once we get into a discussion or debate. So I better have at least gotten a cursory level of knowledge to be able to not only know what I want to say, but to be able to react when you tell me that what I've said is idiotic. I tell you all the time, I'm a geek. I'm a geek when it comes to preparation. If a guest doesn't show up for a show, like we have a guest scheduled, and when you have a producer like Anthony Pierna, it rarely happens. When you've got a really good producer, that kind of stuff rarely happens. And it's never the producer's fault, by the way, most of the time when a guest doesn't show up. But there are hosts that I know that are like panic stricken. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So what are we doing here? And I will always have two subjects that are below the cut. They're below the cut line. Or in the course of the show, I will get behind the chains a little bit, which I hate to do, but I will get behind the chains on things I want to talk about and topics I want to talk about. Because we bounce through fast. We don't do one segment where we do one topic for 15 minutes. We bounce around. We'll hit two or three things. And when I get behind the chains, I always have some stuff I haven't gotten to yet. And I say, man, I'll tell Anthony after 3 hours, man, I got three things I didn't even get to that I've missed on the show sheet. So there's always stuff. You're overprepared. Rob Manfred is underprepared. And I don't just blame him. I blame his PR team. I blame his marketing team. Just like I blame the Houston Astros PR team. The Houston Astros public relations department, if I was the owner of the team, and Crane looks like a moron, when you see how he handled his event. But for the Houston Astros players to handle it so poorly and for it to continue to be handled poorly for days, to me, I'm firing my PR team because they're incompetent. The one thing that's never supposed to happen, there is an inferno of negative publicity going on. Inferno. Everybody is against you because of what you did, rightfully because of what you did. After you have your press events, after you have press availability, after your players get behind microphones, it is never supposed to be worse. It doesn't mean that it's going to necessarily be that much better. It doesn't mean that it's going to be fixed. But what you do when you have the opportunity to speak is never supposed to make it worse. And for a Major League Baseball team to have a PR crew or paid people that they brought in to help them with that, to have made it worse is absolute incompetence. For the commissioner of Major League Baseball to have made it worse, to have made the entire situation worse, not better, is absolutely unacceptable, and the Major League Baseball commissioner should be fired. He should be gone. And the owners don't see it. And if the owners don't see it, if 29 other owners don't see it, he should be fired. Oh, there's more. Tony Clark, head of the Major League Baseball Players Association, should be fired. He represents every single Major League Baseball player. He represents them all. And he chose to go with a strategy of protecting 1/30 of his clientele. Protect them at the negligence of the 29 other percent. You know, the other 29 of 30 teams who would never have agreed to give those jabronis immunity. Ever. What I've seen is Major League Baseball is in bad hands. The Major League Baseball Players Association is in bad hands. And the Houston Astros PR team, I'm telling you right now, I graduated from one of the finest schools in the country for creating PR executives and PR personnel, Temple University. One of the best in the entire nation. Hire one of the Klein College graduates that's getting out in May. Hire one of them, and they could step in day one and do a better job than what's being done with the Astros. Boy, it's terrible.